Welcome to Triple Take, the podcast where we discuss how books, albums, and films shape us. This is another bonus episode for our loyal fans. I'm Carla Jean Whitley, and while episode 30 was my last regular appearance on the show, we have a couple of fun outtakes from previous episodes that I saved to release to y'all. So, you may know that John Hammondtree is a big Disney fan. If you listened to his episode, then you definitely picked up on that. I teased John and Matt for being big dads in their discussion of Beauty and the Beast. John pointed out that he's not a dad, and I said, for that segment, didn't matter. You might have also picked up on the fact that I'm a bit of a feminist, and so before we discussed Beauty and the Beast, we got into a heated debate about The Little Mermaid. Sometimes I like to leave the mic on, even when we're recording things that aren't meant for the podcast. This is one of those conversations. I hope you enjoy it, and the guys will be back soon with new episodes of Triple Take.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl? The girl who has
Little Mermaid is like the most anti-feminist Disney movie.
Well, look, I'm not going to sit here and defend any Disney movie before probably 1998 as being even remotely feminist. But you do to some extent have to judge a movie based on the time in which it was made. It's pretty hard to sell a piece of pop culture to America with a feminist message in 1991.
Well, it's also more feminist than the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale.
It probably is.
She sacrifices herself. She dies.
Oh, yes. I'm not even saying that a piece of culture has to be feminist, but The Little Mermaid is like the worst example for young girls of any of them.
So would you argue that it's worse than Snow White or Cinderella, for example?
I would, yeah, because she gives up her identity,
right,
in an irreversible way.
Yeah.
And it's for a man who she doesn't even know.
Well, I think it's also she wanted to be a human long before she saw Eric.
So look, Disney had a way in the 90s of taking you could argue they were baby steps in the feminist direction. They at least had the sort of vague appearance of a feminist leaning, so that they could, you know, it could be a little bit more inclusive and progressive. And they've gradually gotten more and more to where the movie that just came out this month is like the ultimate. You could not pass the Bechdel test any harder than Moana. Mm-hmm. There are zero conversations between.
There's not a love interest, period.
There's no love interest.
Other than
it's not
I'm in love
a factor.
With Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
It's not a factor. Well, she has no conversations about men she is interested in this movie at all. Mm-hmm. But so, Little Mermaid, I think the you're certainly right from the love interest standpoint. I think early in the movie, though, it's showing a young woman who doesn't do what her father wants her to do, and because she wants to break out and she's being a rebellious teenage girl. And I think there's probably some in that
ultimately
that,
it's
that
a movie about
young
the
women could
and the
identify
daughter.
With.
Yeah, and how she right. like doesn't give a about him.
Well, that's a teenager. That's how teenagers work.
And then we're supposed to
but she
to
is
just, like,
but she
but then, but then he
but she's
but then
right
he
though. She's right.
It's
yeah.
It's a movie about Triton.
Well, he does love
it's
her.
Actually a movie about Sebastian.
Sebastian. And let me be clear here too that I really enjoy this movie. But like you listen to songs like Part of Your World. And, like, yes, she's obsessed with the human culture, yeah. And that's a different thing. But then, also, like...
It's like, no, are you saying, you're like, you really need to have your own interests,
but you got poor,
Ariel.
Unfortunate soul, which is like...
Y'all didn't even let me make
Okay,
movies.
go ahead.
But then you listen, and she's saying, like, bet you on land they understand. They don't reprimand their daughters. I'm like, this is what we need to be teaching a bunch of seven-year-olds.
Well, I mean, come on. Teenagers, male and female, are angsty. And they all think their parents just don't understand.
But the teenagers are not the ones who that movie is aimed at.
No, I do think it's okay. I think it's okay to teach kids that you're allowed to like things that your parents don't like.
Well, right. But the complete disregard for her father's guidance.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we can get back into the whole patriarchy there. But I'm just, like, I went to Disney World in March with my family. And I was sitting next to my mom during, what is the name? John, you would know this. What's the name of the Fantastic Light show at MGM, which I refuse to call by its current name?
What about Fantasmic?
Maybe. And there's
the thing where you sit in a stadium.
And there's, like, boats that come around.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Fantasmic. It's an awesome show.
I thought it was okay. But
I'm going to flip this table.
I don't think you can flip this table. I think it's too heavy for you.
Ooh.
But,
wow, fighting words.
Yeah, well, I'm going to
take it. It's a big table.
It's a very large table. Anyway, I turned to my mom at a part with, I think, Part of Your World came on, and I was like, man, didn't you hate when we sang that song all the time when we were kids? And she was like, yep.
Yeah,
you know, so I'm also looking at this from a perspective of a 35-year-old, not from the perspective of the 8-year-old that I was when it came out.
Yeah, my big point is that you have to judge it based on 1989 and where things were then, because I think this is a larger discussion about movies in general, mm-hmm. which is, can you judge a movie on modern day sensibilities and values when it was not made in
right.
a world
made
for those?
The Reagan era.
And like, yeah, I think Disney movies show
When Harry Met Sally, same year.
Yeah, but yeah. It was about a slightly more mature topic. But I do think
that's
the Disney animated features are probably the best possible display of the way that we've evolved how we talk about women to our children since basically the late 80s, because we were probably not that people didn't know these things or that adults didn't have these conversations, but it's what are we actually instilling in our children? Because grown-ups were talking about feminism, but we definitely weren't talking about it in front of our kids in the 80s. I did not have any conversations in my household growing up about the sort of explicit terms of feminism and what it was about. But I talk about it a lot more with my daughter because it's 2016 and it's a lot more acceptable and mainstream. And, you know, it's something we've all become more comfortable with over the years. I think the Disney movies are like a pretty good indicator of that.
And I think it's because they're so ubiquitous that in our culture, that Disney is always held to this weird standard that other studios aren't held to.
You cannot put anything that is even remotely offensive to 1% of the population in a Disney animated movie. So that shows you that, like, these are universally accepted concepts if it's in a Disney movie at this point.